Hello, Beauty News family.
Hello.
Welcome to Beauty News. What the hell is this weird
We're on
shit?
Holidays, obviously.
We are. We're on a beach where there are no worries. No, actually, we are self-isolating
due
to coronavirus. We are technically allowed to go to work still in Australia, but it would be extremely difficult for Kat and I to maintain the 1.5 meter law, and it's a law. It's actually a law. So
you get fined. The police can
get fined.
Yes,
correct.
The new thing as of midnight last night.
We decided that we would give this a go now because it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
So this is probably how you will see beauty news coming to you for a little while. It's going to be strange.
It is going to be strange. Look, if it doesn't work out well, and if this is a total piece of shit, which how can it be? We've got a background.
Exactly. Look at us.
But if it's a total piece of shit, what we'll just have to do is modify our filming setup so we're 1.5 meters away from each other. But
yeah,
we'll see how this works. But you guys understand it's an interesting time to be around. And we're trying to make do. Someone did actually comment on my Instagram today being like, is beauty news going to stop now because of the new laws? And I'm like, hell no.
hell no.
This ain't going to stop us. But
we are strong, independent women. We find a way.
Yes, you can't stop us.
No.
We've got zero sponsors today, so we're going to jump into the updates. Oh, Hayley's going to do a spiel. What are we doing today, Hayley?
That's right. I feel like a fish out of water filming in this room for Beauty News.
Yeah.
So, welcome back to Beauty News. This is where we talk about new release beauty products and updates of things that we've talked about in the past. We are going to start with some updates.
Yeah.
We've already done our housekeeping. And the first cab off the rank is actually Lime Crime.
Yeah. So last week we saw a sneak peek. We just saw that image with the lips. I did put on the screen updates, but we now can verbalize the updates. Also apologize to people that are listening to this on the podcast and the audio is really bad. We're recording through no microphones.
We are.
We might see if, well, not no microphones, computer microphones. We'll see how that goes this week and then we can make it better next week if need be. Anyway, from Lime Crime, their new Lip Pops Satin Lipstick range is available. So essentially it's like a satin finish with buildable coverage. So they're saying that it's like you taking a break from the matte sort of lips. What do you think, Hayley?
Look, I see some colours that I like and I don't mind, you know, like a nude glossy hydrating lip product. I'm totally cool with that.
But is this satin?
Well, I mean, they're saying it's satin, but looking at the swatches, these look like pretty glosses. Fucking hydrating, glossy lip.
Yeah, they look like glosses to me. So it's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
There are some nice shades. The green's interesting.
Oh, the green, like, I can't even talk about it, guys. Like, I can't. It actually kind of enrages me, to be honest. And looking at their like perfectly photoshopped image of the lips with the color swatches on them, that one doesn't look right. So it's not going to look right in person. Definitely.
That's true. But I do agree. Some colors look nice. I don't mind the sort of applicator. I think it's all right. It's very Lime Crime, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't seem to mesh with what they're saying. But there are, what do we have? 9 shades available. And you can get them $20 each, or you can get a bundle, $126, because that's what we all need now in this time of crisis.
Yeah, we all need 9 fucking lipsticks, one being lime green.
Yeah, that's what we all need right now.
Totally, totally don't even know how I live without that.
All right, next update is Too Faced, and what we've pretty much seen is the primer and powder that we were talking about like a month ago. It's launched at Ulta. It's not yet available on the Too Faced website, but they do have it coming soon. So if you do want it and you've got access to Ulta, it's available at Ulta. But we've got the Primed and Poreless. So this is a pore blurring face primer, and that's $34. And we've also got the Primed and Poreless Advanced Formula Powder. So this is a pore blurring mattifying face powder, $34 US. Like I said, available now. But we do have some new stuff from Too Faced. And because this is the last update, we may as well talk about the new stuff now. Also, because it's the thing that I'm most excited about this episode. Are you excited, Hayley? Get excited.
I might be. Just maybe. A little bit.
A little bit. So pretty much they have released new shades of the Melted Matte Liquid Lipsticks. These are $21 US each, and they're now available at the Too Faced website and also, I think, Ulta and a few other places. But I love these liquid lipsticks. They're like my favourite formula of matte liquid lipsticks. So adding new shades.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with it. Give it to me now. And they've got a lot. So it looks like, 13 new shades that they've added, and they are all sort of slot into the right. They kind of look chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, caramel. That's what they kind of look like to me. But I think what they must have done over the last couple of years, I guess, is actually remove a lot of the weird colors, because they had purples and they had a blue.
They did, yeah.
So they must have removed some of the sort of unpopular shades. They had like a really bright orange one too, I thought. Anyway.
Yeah, it looks like they've cleaned out a lot of the crap that just doesn't sell well.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand putting interesting colours into lipstick ranges, but realistically, how many are selling? Like, people buy them here and there because they're like, oh my God, I love the idea of that. And okay, maybe they wear them every now and then, but you're not wearing a bright green lip on a regular basis, or a blue lip, or like a grey or black lip on like a hardcore regular basis.
Yeah, because they did have a lot more strange colours, but it looks like they've got rid of those and they've just padded out a lot of the nudes, a lot of brownie nudes, which I'm super keen on. They've padded out some of the reds. Hot Stuff looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It looks gorgeous. So they've just, they've just padded out the range that they've got. They've padded out the mauves. We both really love Queen Bee, but they've added in some like deeper shades that are similar to Queen Bee. So I'm super pumped for this. Definitely the release of the week that as soon as we can go back into store and these are in store, I'm going to buy probably at least two or three of them, because like I said, it's my favorite matte liquid lipstick formula. And if there's more shades, I'll be there. Another thing that they've launched is the Diamond Light Diamond Fire Bronzer. This is $36 US, and this is interesting because it's in that same jewel-looking packaging, but they're calling it a bronzer, and it's not a bronzer. It's a highlight.
It's so strange. I think it's really weird when brands label shimmery bronze-coloured powders a bronzer.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole point of, like, bronzing or even contouring is to add like shadow back to the face to create dimension, which you lose when you put on foundation. And like this highlights.
This is a highlight of the skin. And why would they try to hide that for what it is? Like, that's a good thing that they're adding an orange sort of bronze highlighter to the range, like that. They should be celebrating that, but now they're anyway. We can see swatches. It looks like a pretty highlighter for deeper skin. One other thing that we've seen that isn't yet available, but it did pop up, I think I don't know if it was Sephora or Ulta. It was one of those stores, and then it disappeared, but they're melted chocolate matte liquid eyeshadows. So they're saying that it's a 2-in-1 whipped formula that delivers rich, intense, chocolate-scented matte colour in skin-centric cocoa tones that can be worn alone for an airbrushed finish or as a pigmented primer that locks down for 24 hours of crease-proof, waterproof wear. So this is coming soon. $21 US, and we've got 8 shades. So you can see the shades. Like, you can see them sort of on the eye, like chocolate wine, for example, is this mauve colour. They've taken it all the way up to the brow bone. Chocolate chai is like a orangey colour, but we do have swatches of them. So they're all, I wouldn't call them chocolate sort of tones or skin tones too much. They are all sort of nude families, but there are a lot of cool toned sort of mauvey shades in there too. But I'll be interested because if they work on the eyes as well as the melted mattes work on the lips, they might be all
they
right.
They could be really nice. Yeah. I'm looking at the photoshopped arm swatches and then comparing those shades to the ones that we've got on the eyes, and they don't even look like the same fucking thing.
No.
So like this is, I don't even know, this is something that you just couldn't risk buying online because
you
literally don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you'd want to play with this in person, but they're coming soon. We don't know when.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, so we've got a couple of releases here that were sort of sneak peeked and then pulled back. I think we'll talk about both of them at the same time. So we've got the Anastasia Beverly Hills Norvina Trio Electric Cake Liners. So these are trios of cake liners. If you're not familiar with what a cake liner is, it's essentially a dry liner that you add a fluid to create a liquid liner. So there's two sets. You've got one that has a purple, a white, and an orange, and then one that has a green, a yellow, and a bright pink, they're called.
Yeah, they're like neons, yeah.
Yeah. Now, these went live on Sephora. They were listed for $30 each. But Norvina did request, it was shared on Instagram, and Norvina requested that it be removed because they're not looking to launch any products at the moment with the current global health crisis.
Yeah, so this was posted on Trend Mood's post. Yeah.
Another brand that this happened with was Huda Beauty.
Yes.
Now, we see the diamond balms here. Essentially, these are, it's a sheer lip balm with glitter in it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know. Glitter. It looks like sand.
Love it. It does look like sand. Now, these went live on Selfridges.
Ages ago.
I found them when I had my wisdom tooth out. I was like, are these new or am I just on painkillers?
Yeah.
The answer was both. but essentially, they were then, Huda reached out and asked us to remove it from Instagram, and it came down from Selfridges. So,
but then it popped up on Sephora.
Did, yes,
and then other news pages were posting about it, and instead of her telling them to take it down, she issued a statement. So the statement was that, similar to ABH, since this outbreak and not sure what's happening, they have postponed the launch of it, and they're thinking around May, but they're not 100% sure. So so we can now talk about it because it's well known, they've acknowledged it, but essentially it's a fancy lip balm with glitter in it, covered in glitter, three shades. Negligee is a sheer nude, Seductress is a sheer pink, Dirty Thoughts is a sheer lilac, and they are going to be $25 each when they finally do launch. But I think this is going to happen a lot with different brands, that they had things set up to launch, and so websites sort of went live with the images and the information that they had pre-organized, and then all of a sudden they're going to be like, well, we're not actually dealing with this right now, so take it down.
All right, next up we have some releases from Becca. So these are a new liquid highlighter. They're called the Ignite Liquified Light Highlighters. They come in six shades, and basically it's a liquid highlighter that contains sunflower oil and vitamin E. So I think if we compare these to their existing liquid highlighters, we're probably looking at something that is more of a body oil highlighter rather than a liquid highlighter that will then set. So the shades are Acceptance, which is a soft golden pearl that reflects pink. Passion is a pale incandescent pearl that reflects gold. Creativity is a soft golden pearl that reflects peachy pink. Gratitude is a warm copper pearl that reflects rose gold. Strength is a radiant bronze pearl that reflects gold. And Love, which is coming soon and limited edition, is a translucent base illuminated by multicolored pearls.
That sounds interesting, that one.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that one, I'm like, oh, I want to see a swatch of that one.
I want to see what that one looks like.
Yeah.
I believe that is possibly in collaboration with Barbie Ferreira.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly.
So you've got a bottle of it and it does look sort of like sheer with an iridescent shift, but we don't have a swatch of it and it's not in the marketing photos because it's sort of like its own thing.
Yes, the other shades are available now at Becca Cosmetics for $38.
And they contain a shit ton of product. It's like 45 mils.
Wow.
Which is a lot. So their original Shimmering Skin Perfector liquids contain 50 mils. These contain 45 mils, so they're still gigantic. But it sounds like these are more designed, I'm going to say, for the body.
Yeah, they're saying it's a face and body highlighter, but if you've got sunflower oil in there,
because I feel like I feel like this is just trying to revamp their original ones, because their original ones were out and they weren't popular because they're a liquid highlighter, and a lot of people, especially when these came out, which were probably like 6 or 7 years ago, didn't know how to use them. But I think they were popular with like makeup artists and stuff, and they were good at like mixing in with foundations. And if you didn't set if you're putting makeup on a model, you didn't set it and you put it on, it looked really gorgeous. So I think they're just trying to revamp something that was probably a hero product in their range that probably didn't sell very well for the past 5 years. But this look, the effect, like the swatches look the same as the original ones, but it does sound like it's a lot more emollient and doesn't set as well. So it's a bit an interesting thing. I'd love to sort of swatch these in store. All right, we've got a new lip balm from Boscia. So this is the Cherry Blossom and Bakugiol. That is everywhere at the moment. That
I know. It's like the popular product of now.
Yeah.
Popular ingredient.
Yeah, so it's a resurfacing lip repair product. So it's a leave-on treatment that helps visibly smooth, resurface and improve texture for noticeably more nourished and supple lips.
Ah, Bakuchiol is a natural retinol.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense. But it's available now for $20. Essentially, it's a fancy lip treatment.
She's a fancy lip balm. Yeah.
Fancy lip treatment. Yep.
All right. From Catrice, we have some new matte liquid lipsticks. These are the Matte Pro Ink Non-Transfer Liquid Lipsticks. They are vegan. They come in 10 shades and they're 12 hours transfer proof wear. That's a big claim. €4.99 and it seems that they're definitely available in European locations. Now, when I saw the name Matte Ink, I was like, we've heard that before.
Yeah.
It's Maybelline Superstay Matte Inks.
That's right.
They have those, which I think is interesting.
These are a similar sort of like texture to those.
Possibly, yeah. Anyway, if you want them, they're there.
And they've got a lot of nudes that look very similar.
It's the nudes and one red and purple.
Yeah. One red and berry and like an abundance of nudes.
All right. We have the summer collection from Chanel. It's called Summer of Glow. It consists of a bunch of basically like bronzing and glowy products, which I don't hate. Yeah. We have the Sheer Healthy Glow Highlighting Fluid. It's $48. It's a water light liquid face highlighter that illuminates skin with a delicate dewy finish and can wear for up to 8 hours. It comes in two shades, sun-kissed and pearly glow. Then we have the Healthy Glow Bronzing Cream. This is $50. This is...
Isn't that just their thing that they always have?
This is interesting because they say a lightweight cream gel face bronzer with a velvet matte finish that enhances skin with a sun-kissed glow. There is one shade, it's 390 Soleil Tan Bronze Universel. But the original Soleil Tan de Chanel has a different formula.
So it's the same color, same sort of consistency and packaging. But they've changed the formula somehow.
Yes. I don't know if this is a completely new product or if it's replacing Soleil Tan de Chanel with a new formula. I don't know. I don't know why they would reformulate a product unless an ingredient was difficult to get, especially if the product already sells well and performs well.
Yeah. So. Or maybe it could be something like, there's just an update in sort of technology or formulation, but it looks pretty similar to the last one. So I'd be interested in like swatching and comparing the two.
And seeing what it's like, then we have the Healthy Glow Illuminating Powder. This is $62. These are limited edition complexion enhancing face powders that can be used as a sheer highlighter or subtle bronzer for a natural looking glow. It comes in two shades, sand and sunset. We have the Healthy Glow Natural Eyeshadow Palette, $65. It's like an eyeshadow palette. It comes in the shade variant warm, and they already have a light, a medium and a deep in the existing range. Then we have the Healthy Glow Lip Balm, $25. This also comes in the shade warm, and there are two nail polishes. We've got Cruise and Sailor, $28.
They're pretty colours.
They are gorgeous colours for summer.
All right, we've got some interesting blush release sort of formulas. So this is from Ciate London. They've launched their new Dewy Blush. So it's a next generation gel balm tint that's set to shake up and refresh your beauty routine. Sure, mate. So they're saying gone are the days of chalky powder blush. With an ultra lightweight finish, Dewy Blush leaves just a subtle hint of colour that you can apply to the cheek, blending effortlessly into a modern glass-like sheen. And it's formulated with natural extracts of yuzu. Oh, love yuzu. Dragon fruit. And it's supposed to brighten your base, leaving your skin with an even and healthy flush of colour. And there's four shades. So papaya is a peach pink, watermelon is a fuchsia, coconut is a bronze nude, and pomegranate is a berry. So they're available now at Ciate London for £19. And essentially it's like what looks like a lip gloss sort of tube, and you just squeeze it out and you apply the gel blush, which is interesting. I'd like to see how these work.
Yeah, I'm concerned. They call it a gel balm, which makes me think like it won't set down because they mention it being dewy, which is fine. But I can literally see myself being like, yes, I want to try these, and then trying to put it over a set base and being like, that was a bad idea. But they look nice.
Yeah, or putting it over like an unset base, but then needing to set your base. Oh, yeah, or like you put it on and you're like, oh, this looks nice and sort of dewy, and then all of a sudden you need to set your base because you've got oily skin or something, and then it just sets it down to a normal blush and you're like, damn it. But I do think that they've covered a nice like range of shades with the four shades available. So they've gone the peachy, they've gone the true pink, and then they've gone the nudie brown and the berry. Like I think it's a good spread for a range of four. So, you know, good on them for that.
Okay, we're going to get into the next thing, which is Kevin Aucoin. But before we continue, I think we just need to address something that we just discovered. Zoom has a feature Zoom has a feature where it can touch up your appearance. So if you use Zoom for video conferencing with work and you're feeling a little bit rough, go into your like video options and you'll see a touch up my appearance option.
That's why we look so nice now.
You're welcome.
And also, let's change your background so we all look like we're on holidays.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Next week, we're going to be in space.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. These are the Stripped Nude Skin Tints from Kevin Aucoin. They come in 10 shades. They're $42 each, and they're available now at kevinaucoin.com and Blue Mercury. Now, these are a tinted sheer to light coverage foundation that is infused with skincare benefits. It contains butterfly bush flower extract, which is not even a real thing. Someone made that up, and that's supposed to protect against free radicals caused by blue light. Oh, okay, good. And then it also has hyaluronic acid. We can see with the swatches, like these swatches are applied heavily and they still look sheer, which means
it's gonna be so sheer.
Oh. And personally, I don't even see the point of a product like this, because if that's how sheer it looks with a swatch, like a finger swatch, once you actually put it onto your face and you blend it out, you're not even going to see it. It's not going to cover anything. And if you are trying to cover something, you probably don't want a product like this. And if your skin is nice enough that you don't need to cover anything, chuck on some like dewy blush and highlighter and go about your business. Don't even worry about this shit. Nice skincare.
I agree. I saw a few people like complaining about the shade range being only 10 shades. And, you know, I think for something that is so extremely sheer, this is like the equivalent of bringing out 10 shades of pressed powder. Like, that's what the effect that this is going to have. So I think this is fine for the range that they have, but I, like you, I just don't understand the point of this, because some people, you know, they want a little bit of tiny bit of coverage, use a powder, use a, like a BB cream, use something like that. Whereas with these, you know, if you're going to market it as like a foundation, I know a lot of people that their skin is quite good and they just use concealer in little areas. This is not going to conceal the areas that concealer that you need to use concealer on. This is not going to do much. So I always find it so strange when they bring out these products, and for $42, like, it's pretty pricey. I have to say, Kevin Aucoin, in the last couple of years, they've been bringing out some really interesting base products, but I don't think any of them have done well.
No, I have to agree with you.
Yeah, but I also want to say that before people crack the shits, butterfly bush extract is a something. It's a shrub. It's a shrub extract. So
it's a lie.
Before you crack the shits and you're like, which we get a lot, we acknowledge it is a thing. It just sounds stupid.
It sounds ridiculous. Butterfly bush flower extract. It just makes me think of a vagina. I'm just there. I fucking said it and I don't regret it.
Vagina extract.
Butterfly bush flower. Now that you've thought about it, you'll never be able to unthink it.
Yeah. And
back on that.
Get some extract from it.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing's by Lancôme. These are fancy lip balms. They're the Le Absolute Mademoiselle lip balms, and they glide on like water and refresh like ice is what they say. So pretty much it's a nourishing and moisturizing lip balm, and it's supposed to leave your lips looking dewy, plump and full. It's a emollient rich tinted balm infused with macadamia oil and peppermint oil and rose extract. So you get that sort of icy feel from the peppermint oil, and there's 10 shades available, including a mint fresh blue shade. These are $26, £27, available at the Longcom website. You can see swatches. They do have a bit of tint, which is quite nice if you're interested in that. But then they do have some quite sheer ones. The sort of translucent clear one is the blue one. It looks kind of weird in the tube, but essentially it applies clear. And they're tinted lip balms with peppermint oil. The end.
Mm. Yeah, look, I don't hate them, but they're very expensive. Like, okay, I love a bougie lip balm, but I also can finish a lip balm in like a month. So, you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to say I would prefer to buy that than the Huda ones that are $25.
Oh, 100%.
And look like they're covered in sand. So
100%. Yeah. Like I would probably consider one of these Longcom balms, but yeah, they're expensive. So, you know, it's, if you got the disposable income and you like the look of them, go for it. Like, mm-hmm. I got nothing against it, but yeah, at least I don't have glitter in them.
True.
From Laneige, we have the new Glowy Makeup Serum. So it's a hydrating formula that delivers and locks in moisture while maintaining oil levels. It contains thyme and mineral powder that creates a healthy reflective glow, while Light Fit Prep technology comfortably adheres to skin for extended makeup wear. So this is available now at Laneige US for $32. It definitely looks nice in the before and after, makes her skin look glowy, but I mean...
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about diamond mineral powder. All right, we've got a new highlighter from Linda Hallberg Cosmetics, so they're still releasing stuff. This has just launched, so it launched on the 2nd of April, and it is the Infinity Highlighter in the shade Virgio, which is a shade from the Infinity palette turned into its own sort of like pan, I guess. So this is a multi-use highlighter, like all highlighters are multi-use. But yeah, essentially they've just taken an eyeshadow, turned it into a multi-purpose product in a bigger pan. We don't know the price or the weight at the moment, but if you were the type of person that bought that palette, which I'll have a photo on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube, and you use that a lot for a highlighter and you hit pan, you can just buy it as a pan product now, which there you go.
From Lush, we have new bubble bar products. They've released, I think, 29 of them. There's a lot.
So they really think in mass. They don't fuck around.
No, they do not. So we have the traditional bubble bars. There's some really cute ones here. There's one that looks like a, is it like a, it's called Akaname. It looks a little bit like a
You're saying it's anime. A goblin.
Oh, okay, cool. You know, there's Lucky Cat Ladybird. That's cool. They've got a whole bunch there. They have bubble runes. These are the ones that are like a bubble bar that have like a, basically like a filling. It's like a bubble bar cake.
Yeah, it's like two halves squidged together with a filling.
Together. Yeah. Then we have bubble bar sticks. So there's the crayon abracadabra, which looks like a wand, and golden finger.
That looks creepy. Imagine giving someone that.
I want to buy one of them just so I can go around and like touch people on the face with it.
Just and tap them on the shoulder. Excuse me.
Yeah, I bet you it's covered in that like gold glitter that they have. Can you imagine just like walking up to a stranger on the street and like stroking their face with it? Don't give people ideas. Then we have bubble bottles. So these are one is a bubble rune. Sugar Rush is a bubble rune. And the other two, I believe, are just like bubble bars in the shapes of bottles. Mm-hmm. Then we have the perfume bubble bottles. And these are in the shape of perfume bottles.
Supposedly.
Yes. Yes.
Supposedly. Anyway, they're all out now. They're just adding more to their sort of like naked line. So they're really going with that. And in true Lush form, they don't release just a couple of things. They release a shit ton of things. So if you're interested, check them out. So MAC have just launched a new powder kiss collection. So this contains powder kiss liquid lip colors in a ridiculous amount of shades. Looks like 17 shades.
And so you were going to say 70.
They're not lush, let's be real. 17 shades. Essentially, these look like a blotted liquid lipstick. So similar to the ColourPop Ultra Blotted Lips. These are sort of like the sheerer formula liquid lipsticks, but they do dry down matte. Very popular in Japan and Korea. And we've got an abundance of shades here. Like, we've got some orange shades, we've got some red, some nudes, some mauves, some pinks. So I do think this is probably trying to lean into the Korean market quite a lot. They've also got the powder kiss soft matte eyeshadows. So there's 10 shades here, and they're all very I would say they're not nude, they're colorful, but they're quite spring. Would you say they're spring? Like,
yeah,
floral tones. There's peachy colours, there's pinky colours, there's mauvey colours. And again, these are all just that sort of soft matte finish. This is sort of adding to the Powder Kiss lipsticks that came out last year. It was a new formula of bullet lipsticks that had that sort of, it was supposed to be like a moisturising or, non-drying, but like matte formula. And they've just added liquid lipsticks and eyeshadows to sort of go along with that range. So these are now available at Douglas Cosmetics and are launching sort of throughout the world. I don't know when. Check your local retailer.
Yes.
If they're open.
Yeah.
If they're open.
Makeup Revolution or Revolution Pro. My God, there's just so many brands under that umbrella.
I know.
They've got heaps of things that they're releasing. We've got the Ultimate Eye Look palettes. So these are quads. They come in 6 color variants, £10, €12.99, $15. They have little quads with fancy looking packaging.
That's then we have the, all it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Boring eyeshadows with like jewel encrusted packaging.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that these looked very Tarte-esque. They thought they were Tarte when they first saw them.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, I saw that as well when I first saw them. Then we have the CC Cream Perfecting Foundation with SPF 30, £10, €11.99, $15. It is SPF 30 and it's got collagen, antioxidants and hyaluronic acid. There's a sculpting bronzer available in 5 shades. It's £9, €10.99, $14. That's a creamy, silky formula that contains cocoa extract and melts into the skin. There's also the CC Perfecting Pressed Powders in 13 shades, £9, €10.99, $14. Then we have the Hydra Matte Liquid Lipsticks and the Hydra Lip Glosses. These are £6, €7.99 and $9 each. And essentially you've got a matte liquid lipstick range and a hydrating lip gloss range, same colour stories in both ranges, which they love to do.
All right, Natasha Denona have announced 2 new mini products. So they're available now when you're watching this at natashadenona.com and Sephora. They're coming soon to other retailers, but they've just put that it's to be announced. So clearly there's a big hold up with a lot of releases, but they are available at Natasha Denona and Sephora. So the first thing is the mini retro eyeshadow palette. So it's one of the mini palettes with the mini little pans. It's inspired by a 60s color story. So it's 5 dreamy colors of romantic retro looks. It includes a light nude with a green and blue sparks, green taupe with silver reflect, a matte greyish green, a matte antique rose, and a pink with a champagne shift. So a lot of people are really digging this.
Green and pink.
Well, they
green
look,
and pink.
They look grey.
Green is going to neutralise the pink.
I think what they're sort of doing is it looks more grey in the images than it is than they describe it. But I feel like what they're doing, and I know this happened a lot in the sort of 60s and even I think in the 80s, a lot of people paired greens and pinks together, but I feel like this is mainly grey and pink. I feel like this is a more muted, wearable version of millennial palette? Millennial pinks.
Melt.
I feel like it's that kind, not melt, yeah, melt. I feel like it's that kind of vibe, but just a lot more muted. So if you like cool toned eyeshadow palettes, I think a lot of people are really, really digging this. And I understand it. It's not for me, but I totally understand it. They also have released the new Mini Bloom Highlighting Blush. So this is a light diffusing highlighter blush that gives the skin a radiant glow and a sheer translucent hint of colour, inspired by the Bloom Blush and Glow Cheek Palette. So it's just one shade, but it's like a shimmery pink with an iridescence to it. So you can use it, like, and I really like the idea of these blushes, and I really like them in practice. You pretty much put on a shimmery blush, and if you bring it up to where your highlighter areas are, it does catch the light like a highlighter. And I think this is nice because this is $19. So if you didn't want to invest in a full face, you know, quad of hers, you can try this. And then the eyeshadow palette is $25.
Next up, from a brand called, I believe it's pronounced Rowan Beauty. They've launched a new palette. It's called 1111. Basically, it's a quad with a soft pink, a taupe green, a deep fuchsia, and a petal pink. It's available now at Rowan Beauty and Sephora. It's $42, but this is a palette of like creamy eyeshadows.
Yeah.
And look, we've been starting to see this often. Bare Minerals now have their like creamy formula eyeshadows, the Bounce formula. It's nice in theory, but practically they dry out. Like I've touched the palettes in Mecca, and you go to stick your finger in it, it's like trying to swatch a rock. Yeah. But no colour payoff, it's dry.
Yeah, I have heard that that's the issue with these. Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, because they've gone for a similar colour story to the Natasha Denona. Like, they've got soft pink and taupe green. It's interesting that it's like that's coming back. But a lot of people are excited about this.
Yeah, people are interested. I personally wouldn't pay $42 for it because I'd use it 3 times and it'd dry out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you know, I think being a sort of all creamy shimmer palette, I think it can be really nice. And if you are going to use this to death, like, okay, invest in it. But if you do have a fairly big collection like we do, and a lot of you guys have, when you're like, oh, I haven't used that for a while, and you dig it back out and you're like, oh, it's gone bad. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't take the risk for $42. No way. Probably one of the least inspired collections this week is the new Stila collection, which is their summer 2020 collection. My God, this looks dull. Dull.
What is that? It's so boring. I hate that palette. I really dislike it a lot. Yeah,
I agree. So the palette's called the Road Less Traveled Eyeshadow Palette.
Because no one wants to go down that road. It's an ugly road.
You're taking the low road with this one. So it's $39 and it's got 8 matte and metallic eyeshadows. Earthy tones start your journey. Warm pops of green and gold set you on the road to riveting. Full stop. Create your own path with richly pigmented plush powder shades. Full stop. Let intuition be your compass. No.
Somebody at Stila is getting on the 420 train early.
Fuck me dead. The only road I'm taking is away from this palette. That's all.
I agree.
Essentially, it's an 8-pan palette of muted colours and a grey taupe colour. Everything else is colour. It's just like you've turned down the saturation like crazy. Like,
oh, this is what summer collections are going to look like this year.
I hope not.
She ugly.
Yeah, this is not.
Lucky that we're all stuck inside.
Yeah, we don't need to buy it. We can't even wear it. No. We're not going out. Nah. I just feel like this is a really weird move because I still feel like you've got the camp of, people that really like nudes and people that really like colors. And all of a sudden they're like, let's appeal to both people by presenting an 8-pan color palette, but just really dull colors. This doesn't hit the mark for anyone. I think it looks quite nice swatched on the fairest arm because it does have some
They look a bit richer.
It looks a bit richer, but on the other arms, it looks washed out and boring. It's crap.
My God.
Yeah.
This color story is making me feel actually sad.
Yeah. I agree.
It brings my mood down. I'm like, desaturate the color, desaturate the feelings.
True. But they've also got the Complete Harmony Lip and Cheek Sticks. These are $26. They're creamy, buildable color. And you can apply them to your cheeks and your lips. We've got 6 shades, including Kitten. Hooray. Fucking Kitten. we need more Kitten in our life. These don't look too bad swatched. It looks like there's essentially 4 shades of blush, a highlighter, and a bronzer. So if you do like stick products and you like Stealer, you might like this. They've also got the Beauty Boss Lip Gloss in new shades. So they're adding to their existing shades. These are $15 each, and there's 6 new shades, including Kitten. Hooray!
Yes! So exciting.
It's a miracle. And then there's also the huge Extreme Lash Waterproof Mascara, $23. They're all available now at Stealer. All right, we've got one last thing to talk about this week. But if we did, like, if there are still things coming out that we haven't been able to fit into this episode, we'll talk about them next week, but we'll also share them on Instagram. So check out our Instagram. Also check out the group.
Yes, the group, guys. Check out the group. I'll leave a link down in the description box. It's a great place to connect with other beauty lovers and just have a chit chat and share the new beauty stuff.
Talking about the new releases.
Yes. If you do join, Facebook has a new feature where you tick a little box that says you've read the rules. So don't forget to tick that because it does hold up any join applications. Correct. Just check it out. Facebook don't force you to tick it, but we don't accept you into the group if you don't. So, you know.
Yeah, we're tough like that.
We is.
All right, the last thing that we're going to be covering is very, very quick news. This is an update to a sunscreen. So the Ultraviolet Clean Screen sunscreen has been revamped, which I'm super happy about.
Me too.
I described this as smelling a bit like, I think it was like chocolate and feet or something like that. Yep. It had a weird smell that lingered.
And oh my God, it lingers for so long and it's really strong.
Yeah.
Like really like full on strong.
I don't understand the people that are like, I didn't notice the smell. I'm like, do you not have a nose?
you are blessed because it is such a strong scent and it's a lot.
Yeah, I've got this sunscreen and I'm still trying to use it up, but I like have to face it because I don't like the smell. Their reviews that they were getting were that it's a great sunscreen, but the fragrance is goddamn awful, which I totally agree with. So what they're doing is they're releasing a fragrance-free version, which is fantastic because this is a really good, lightweight, broad spectrum SPF 30 sort of sort of mattifying sunscreen, but it's for oilier skin.
It's designed for oily skin to like not, you know, break down and get chunky and gross when oil production comes through. You don't put it on and you're suddenly matte.
No.
It's just designed to pair well or best with oily skin.
Yeah.
And so it does. It's a fantastic sunscreen. They make really good SPF products, but I have to agree with the reviews. It's stanky.
100%. So, yeah, they're releasing a fragrance-free version, which is really great. And that concludes the news of the week.
It does. Yeah. Now, before we go, we do need to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP. And this week's VIP is Annabelle. Thank you, Annabelle, for supporting Beauty News. Thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News. And congratulations on being the first VIP of a weirdo episode like this.
Yeah. An emoji. So if you've made it to the end with all your patience, thank you, because this setup is shit. leave, what are these called? Palm trees.
Palm trees.
In the description box to let us know that you made it to the end. We will try to make this a bit better next week. Again, we're sort of just testing things out while we're in isolation and doing the responsible thing. What we might try to do is sort of record from two computers so Hayley's not lagging as much as she probably is in this episode. Sorry, but you know, we're sorting it out. We're sorting it out. But we will see you guys next week for another episode, unless I've had my baby. Hopefully not. Hopefully. Hey, I would like it to come out sooner rather than later, but that's the only reason we won't be here.
Sooner or later, it's still good. We're excited about baby.
Yeah, so that's the only reason we won't be doing Beauty News. Any global pandemic won't stop us. We'll just have shitty quality. So it is what it is.
Correct. All right, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we will see you in the next one.
See you guys.
Bye.